Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. No shortage of free agent hopscotching in the NFL. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh takes a look.
Derrick Henry is leaving the Tennessee Titans to team up with MVP Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press the two-time NFL rushing champ's contract is for 2 years and worth up to $20 million. Meanwhile, the Steelers and inside linebacker Patrick Queen have agreed to a 3-year deal worth $41 million. The Commanders have agreed to sign quarterback Marcus Mariota to a 1-year deal, and the Browns are adding Jameis Winston to backup Deshaun Watson.
Pro basketball in the night's marquee matchup, the Timberwolves wiped out an early 22-point deficit to shock the Clippers 118-100. Minnesota coach Chris Finch said his guys would not give up.
This team believes in each other, and no matter who we put out on the floor, they root hard for each other, and it's good for us to get a win like this because, we've been kind of struggling a little bit in the last couple games to try to find some consistent energy. And tonight, we definitely had it.
Anthony Edwards shined with a game-high 37 points. A difficult western swing for the Bucks concluded in Sacramento, where they were blown out 129-94. De'Aaron Fox led the Kings with 29 points, going 11 of 17 from the floor. Milwaukee lost 3 of 4 on its road trip. In Salt Lake City, the Celtics didn't have a lot of their top names, but still found a way to beat the Jazz. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has details.
Jason Tatum and Derek White carried the shorthanded Celtics to a 123-107 victory at Utah. Tatum had a game-high 38 points for Boston, which was without Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, and Al Horford because of injuries. White provided 24 points for the Celts, who hit 23-pointers and outscored the Jazz 22-8 on second-chance points. Utah got within two in the third quarter before Boston scored 20 straight to go up 113-91 with 6.5 minutes left. Keontae George had a team-high 26 points in Utah's 11th loss in 13 games. I'm Dave Ferry.
Meanwhile, Miles Turner scored 24 to lead 6 Pacers in double digits as Indiana scored a 121-111 road win over Oklahoma City. But if you ask Pacers coach Rick Carlisle, he said his team's defense made the difference.
We've taken on a tone where we have the ability to make it tough.
In New York, Josh Hart was dynamic with 20 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Knicks pounded Philadelphia 106-79. Hart was happy to see his guys avenge a loss to the Sixers on Sunday.
We played to our strengths. We played faster. We took care of the ball. We rebounded the ball. We cut. We moved. We got good shots. I think that's just the biggest difference.
In other action, the Grizzlies won at Washington 109-97, and the Rockets got out of San Antonio with a 103-101 win. Back with college basketball and hockey after this. In the West Coast Conference Tournament Championship game, number 21 St. Mary's outlasted 17th-ranked Gonzaga 69-60. Hockey, one goal was enough for the Rangers in their game at Carolina. Correspondent Dennis Cox reports.
Adam Fox scored with 8 seconds remaining in the first period, and it proved to be the game-winning goal as the New York Rangers picked up a 1-0 win over the Carolina Hurricanes. Fox noted that the start of the game was the difference.
I thought we came out in the first real hard, got pucks to the net, got a goal, and they had their chances in zone time, and that's going to happen, but I thought we battled hard, and obviously a huge win for us.
New York got out to a fast start, outshooting the Hurricanes by a margin of 11-5, with Fox scoring the lone goal after the puck redirected off the skate of Carolina Hurricanes defenseman Brady Shea. Carolina goaltender Pyotr Kochetkov made 23 saves in net, while the Rangers netminder Igor Shesterkin stopped all 28 shots he faced.
In another matchup of heavyweights, Florida scored 3 unanswered goals in the third period to win at Dallas 4-3. Two of those tallies came from Alexander Barkov, including the game winner. Elsewhere on Tuesday, Mikko Rantanen lit up the stat sheet with 2 goals and 2 assists as Colorado beat Calgary 6-2. It was the Wild 4-1 over Arizona. The Flyers got by San Jose 3-2. The Senators eked out a 2-1 win over the Penguins. Montreal blanked the Blue Jackets 3-0. Buffalo routed the Red Wings 7-3. And the Blackhawks did the same to the Ducks 7-2. In Seattle, Jack Eichel scored the overtime goal as Vegas defeated the Kraken 5-4. This after Jonathan Marchessault extended the game by lighting the lamp with 17 seconds left in the third period. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.